Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, my awesome listeners. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Today we're diving deep into something super important. The power of no, and setting those healthy boundaries that are essential for your well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when your soul is screaming, no? You know that feeling when you're stretched thin, overcommitted, and just plain exhausted because you haven't had the courage to draw a line in the sand? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you, it's time to reclaim your power. Saying, no, isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your time, energy, and priorities. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Boundaries are the invisible walls that protect your inner space, your peace of mind, and your overall well-being. Here's the thing. We live in a world where saying, yes, is often seen as the golden rule, the path to success and popularity. But what if I told you that saying, no, can actually be more powerful? It shows strength, confidence, and self-respect. Ready for some actionable wisdom? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of no. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What absolutely cannot be compromised? Maybe it's your family time, your health, or your creative pursuits. Figure out your core values and commitments, then build your boundaries around them. Think of these as your sacred cows. Things you protect fiercely because they're essential to your happiness and well-being. 2. Practice saying no with kindness but firmness. You don't need to be a doormat. Politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm unable to commit right now, can work wonders. Remember, it's not about being rude, it's about being respectful of your own time and energy. 3. Don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for why you're saying no. A simple and direct response is sufficient. Over-explaining can open the door to guilt trips or pressure tactics. 4. Learn to delegate. You are not responsible for everything. If possible, delegate tasks to others or find ways to share the load. This frees up your time and energy for what truly matters. Think of it like building a team. You don't have to do it all alone. 5. Embrace the silence. Don't feel pressured to fill every moment with activity. Allow yourself time to rest, recharge, and simply be. Sometimes, saying no to external demands is the best way to say yes to your own well-being. This quiet time can be incredibly powerful for reflection, creativity, and just plain peace of mind. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're a talented artist who's constantly bombarded with requests to do free work or take on projects that drain your creative energy. You're always saying, yes, because you feel pressured to please everyone and gain recognition. But deep down, you're feeling burnt out and creatively stifled. Then, one day, you decide to put your foot down. You start saying, no, to requests that don't align with your vision or values. You focus on creating work that truly inspires you. And guess what? You feel more energized, fulfilled, and confident in your abilities. Your art becomes more powerful because it comes from a place of authenticity and passion. So remember, my friends, setting boundaries isn't about closing yourself off. It's about creating space for the things that truly matter. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and living a life that feels aligned with your values. This is your power. Your opportunity to design a life that feels good, both inside and out. Remember, saying no can be the most courageous and empowering yes you ever say. Now go out there and rock those boundaries. I want to hear about your experiences. Share your stories, your wins, and your challenges in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's support each other on this journey to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong. Stay true to yourself, and keep those boundaries strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.